Leipzig, March 1841. While Robert Schumann is putting the finishing touches to his new symphony, Oswald Lorenz, one of Schumann's closest colleagues at the New Journal for Music, is hurrying to the Schumanns' home on Inselstrasse.
Thank you for calling, but unfortunately I'm not at home.
It's me, Oswald Lorenz.
Oswald, my dear leader Lorenz, or my minister of song, if you prefer.
I'm just a modest admirer of talent who's come to bring you the galley proofs and the last of winter's chill from outside. I so wish I could compose music as easily as you do.
Oh, it's nothing. All you have to do is remember a marvellous tune that no one's ever thought of before.
So what have you come up with this time, Robert? Something for the piano or a new song cycle, perhaps?
No, I've had enough of that. Little bits and pieces like that don't get you anywhere. No, I am tackling something much bigger. A whole symphony. In fact, a spring symphony.
And as for Clara, she's tackling scales.
Yes, Clara's practicing again. You know, she's got to keep her fingers supple for her recitals.
You can really never have too much practice.
Yes, but how am I supposed to concentrate on composing? That's what happens when you have two musicians in a marriage.
Didn't you once point out to us at the coffee house that marriage is a very musical word?
Quite right. Think of the German term for marriage, Ehe. And then play the letters as musical notes. You get a simple yet powerful fifth, which then returns to the root.
So anyway, what about your spring symphony?
Yes, well, it's a symphony, as it were.
Come on, Robert, out with it. Goodness, it's like trying to get blood out of a stone.
My symphony? Well, I wrote it in just 4 days, born in a tempestuous hour, if you will. In the rush of spring, which never ceases to take us humans unawares, year after year, however old we become.
Even a dyed-in-the-wool bachelor like me.
Look, here's the score. I've already given it to Mendelssohn to size up, and he wants to perform it at the Gewandhaus.
I'm sure your spring symphony will have the audience jumping out of their seats in excitement.
Well, it would be enough for me if it got bums on seats in the first place.